Well, let's bring him in right away. Let's make him work right away. Brandon Lazowski, tonight's game-winning goal scorer.
There we go.
Overtime penalty shot. Mm-hmm. Take me through the play, though, because as Adam Ehrmantraut was saying, after the goal was scored or before the penalty shot, you seemed to be shoulder-checking to see if you could pass it off to your buddy Fraser, who was joining the attack. Mm-hmm. Was that your plan before you got hacked?
Yeah, it was. I thought he was skating fast enough, but, yeah, he slowed down, and it was a bad, yeah.
So, now we get a penalty shot. You score on the penalty shot. Ever scored a penalty shot in overtime before?
No.
Anywhere in your
first
career?
Time, probably the last time.
Probably the last time. Give me your thought process as you were moving in on Colby Hay, who had been so good against you guys tonight.
Yeah, he played well. He's a good goalie. He's a kind of I used to play with him on Team BC, and he probably played the best game I've seen him play. So credits to him, and you know he deserves that second star. So he played well.
Okay, so tell me about the goal that you scored. What was it? What was going through your mind?
I kind of like always practice it, kind of low blocker, like quick snapshot, low blocker, and. And it was wide open. Kind of, I saw it as soon as I hit the red line and touched the puck. It was wide open, and I thought, if he doesn't move, I'm going to shoot there. So
here we go. Good stuff, Adam.
As a lefty, does it feel like that's a lot of go? Like I'm a left. I play out here at 10:30 on Wednesdays. But is that
I'm going to have to come out and watch this?
Is that the go-to as a lefty? Like you can kind of feel like his blocker can't really get down fast enough. Like I think you ask any guy on your team, that's probably where they're trying to go.
Yeah, Bedard does it a lot. He's a righty, but he goes low glove, and he's really good at it. It way too many times against us last year. So, but yeah, like for a lefty, it's kind of a handcuff for a goalie to kind of get his blocker down, you know, kind of above the pad and low and below the blocker. It's kind of a tough save. Kind of a go-to shot.
Yeah, and I mean, for you guys, offensively, it seems like every time we have a guy up here, the other team's goalie's been named second star of the game in a win, though. But just what do you guys maybe have to do a bit better to, I mean, maybe put teams away in those instances? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of said to the boys today, kind of want to have that mindset of being in playoff mode. I think we got to have to play our best game from start to finish. I thought in Brandon game, I thought we played one of our best games of the month in February. And today, I think it was a little inconsistent at our work. I thought our third period was good. But, as a team that wants to win this year, I think we'll be better at kind of winning our puck battles and being more desperate in the defensive zone. And so I think on Tuesday we're going to kind of bounce back in that department.
How nice is it to get a victory for Frank Banham and that ceremony that we had prior to the game tonight?
Yeah, it was awesome kind of to recognize a legend in the Blades organization. And as a goal scorer myself, I kind of searched up some of his highlights last night. And
what did you find?
He loves taking a slap shot, so I was actually thinking about taking a slap shot and the penalty shot.
No!
So,
no!
But that didn't work. I didn't do that. But no, he's a legend in the organization, and an honor to kind of have his number retired and to see in the rafters for forever, I guess. So
absolutely, Brandon. Congratulations. Nicely done on the penalty shot in overtime. All the best.
Thank you.
Forward.
Appreciate it,
Brandon Lazowski of the Saskatoon Blades.